A little more precipitation will likely fall across the Midwest as we move forward through the next week. That's going to be a bit of a change from where we were in the month of November, when most of the entire Midwest and Plains, as well as the Delta and the southeastern states, were unusually dry. That trend is beginning to break down. We saw some shower and thunderstorm activity yesterday across Missouri into parts of Illinois. In fact, most of that occurred overnight. Precipitation was locally moderate in a few counties in Missouri, certainly a welcome sign. And we'll likely see the precipitation from the same frontal boundary working its way eastward through the remainder of the Midwest as we go through the rest of the day today. Most of the precipitation will likely focus on the areas from Illinois and Indiana areas over to Ohio. The precipitation will likely move relatively quickly. We'll look for a couple tenths to three-quarters of an inch of rainfall, and a few good thunderstorms will likely be embedded in there. A lot of the precipitation, though, should be light. This precipitation will help to moisten up the soil a little bit, and I doubt seriously there'll be a significant amount of runoff from this event. It's been dry enough across the Midwest that this particular event will likely be lost to just absorbing into the soil. We'll eventually see follow-up systems come across the region that will improve that runoff potential. And that next system that will likely impact the region will already make itself known here. After a day's worth of a break, we'll likely see a new frontal system coming into the region as we move into the latter part of this week, probably beginning in the northwestern part of the Midwest, perhaps Wednesday night into Thursday, and then moving across the heart of the Midwest on Thursday into Friday. The majority of the precipitation with this frontal system will likely run from a few hundredths of an inch up to two or three tenths of an inch. Maybe a couple of spots could get something greater, maybe a half inch or so. What's interesting about this frontal boundary is it's likely to become stationary in the parts of the Delta as we get into early Saturday into early Sunday. At that point, a low-pressure center will likely form in the northern Delta or the lower Ohio River Valley, and that will likely enhance precipitation across the region once again. And as we see that evolve, we may see some locally heavy amounts of moisture across some of that same region that gets precipitation here earlier in the forecast period. The moisture totals will probably run mostly a half to three-quarters of an inch with some local amounts over an inch, perhaps. Playing it conservatively for right now, we can increase the rain totals a little bit later down the road. But because this will be the third rain event in the eastern Midwest in this single week, we'll likely see better runoff potential. And since this focus of precipitation is right on the Ohio River Valley, we'll probably see a little bit of a rise on that river system. But we're still not expecting to see significant improvements in rainfall or river flows to the west of the Mississippi River, including most of the lower Missouri River Basin and all of the upper and middle parts of the Mississippi Basin. That means that the river levels will continue to come down in the areas that everyone's watching so closely between St. Louis and Cairo, Illinois. And because of that, there's still going to be some very big concerns about the river levels and shipping opportunities as we move deeper into December. There will not be any major changes in the U.S. Plains or Western Corn Belt precipitation pattern for a while. They're getting a little bit of moisture, but no major storm systems are likely to impact the region. That's going to leave a big part of that region with a serious drought underway. A little bit of snow and perhaps a little bit of light rain may fall in hard red winter wheat country as we move into the weekend. The precipitation is just not likely to be very substantial. Most areas will only see light amounts of precipitation, and the snowfall will certainly be welcome and put down maybe a small amount of protection out there to some of that crop that's poorly established. We do expect a dusting to an inch, maybe two, that will occur just before temperatures fall into the single digits as we get into the end of the weekend and early part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.